The opening lesson made a quiet promise. The reason AI reasons under uncertainty is that it learns from a sample, never the whole world. This final phase cashes that promise in. Every number you measure on a sample, a model's accuracy on a test set, the average of a survey, a conversion rate, is an estimate. Measure it on a different sample and you would get a slightly different answer. The questions of this phase are, how much does an estimate vary and what can it tell you about the truth behind it? The single idea that makes those questions answerable is the central limit theorem, and this lesson builds up to it. Population, sample, parameter, statistic, four words, two pairs, and the whole phase rests on keeping them straight. The population is everything you care about, all user, all possible inputs a model could see, every voter. A sample is the subset you actually measure, the 1,000 users you surveyed, the 5,000 examples in your test set. A parameter is a true number about the population, the true average, the true accuracy, usually unknown. A statistic is the matching number computed from your sample, the sample average, the measured accuracy, known but only an estimate of the parameter. The entire game of inference is using a statistic, what you can measure, to say something about a parameter, what you actually want to know. The catch is that the statistic is not the parameter. It is an estimate that comes with uncertainty. Sampling variability and the sampling distribution. Here is the key realization. A sample statistic is itself a random variable. Draw a different random sample, and the sample mean comes out a little different. Just by the luck of who landed in the sample, this sample-to-sample wobble is sampling variability. If you imagine taking every possible sample of a given size and computing the statistic for each, the distribution of all those values is the sampling distribution of the statistic. It has two features that matter enormously. Its center sits at the true parameter. On average, the sample mean is the population mean. The estimate is not systematically too high or too low. It is unbiased. Its spread measures how much the estimate bounces around. That spread is called the standard error, and it is the heart of inference. A small standard error means your estimate is precise. A large one means it is shaky. The standard error and the square root law. For a sample mean, the standard error has a clean formula. If the population has standard deviation sigma and your sample has size n, then the standard error is the standard deviation of the data divided by the square root of the sample size. Two things fall out of that, both important. First, bigger samples give more precise estimates. The standard error shrinks as n grows. Second, it shrinks with the square root of n, not n itself. So to have your error, you must quadruple your sample. This square root law is why the first bit of data helps a lot, and the millionth data point barely moves the needle. It is the mathematics behind more data helps, but with diminishing returns. How? Diagram placeholder. A curve of standard error shrinking as sample size grows, illustrating standard error equals sigma over the square root of n, quadruple n to have the error. The central limit theorem. Now the payoff and the reason the normal distribution kept reappearing. The central limit theorem, CLT, says, for a large enough sample, the sampling distribution of the mean is approximately normal, no matter what shape the original population has. Read that again, because it is close to magical. The population can be wildly skewed. Incomes, lumpy, or bimodal. Take samples and average them, and the averages pile up into a bell curve centered on the true mean with standard error sigma over root n. This is the deep answer to the question left open in the normal distribution lesson. Why is the bell everywhere? Because so many quantities in the world are sums or averages of many small independent pieces, and the CLT pulls all of those toward the normal. Diagram placeholder. Three sampling distributions of the sample mean for growing sample size, n equals 5, 30, 100. each more tightly bell-shaped around the true mean regardless of the skewed population shape. The CLT is what makes the rest of this phase work. Because sample means are approximately normal, you can use the 68 to 95.99.7 rule and Z-scores on them, which is exactly what confidence intervals, next lesson, and hypothesis tests, the one after, do. Without the CLT, inference would need a different theory for every oddly shaped population. With it, the normal handles them all. Why this matters when you use AI? This is not abstract. It is the foundation under how I is evaluated. A test set metric is a sample estimate. A model's accuracy on a test set is a statistic, an estimate of its true accuracy on all future data, the parameter. Measure it on a different test set and you would get a slightly different number. The accuracy you report has a standard error, and a smaller test set means a shakier number. Why more data tightens an estimate? The square root law explains why a bigger test set gives a more trustworthy accuracy and why doubling it helps less than the first doubling. It is also why tiny test sets produce accuracy numbers you should not overtrust. It is what lets you compare models, because the difference between two sample metrics is itself approximately normal, thanks to the CLT. You can ask whether model B is really better than model A, or just luckier on this test set, which is the hypothesis test two lessons from now, and the heart of A-B testing. When you see 95% accurate on the test set, the honest reading is our best estimate is 95%, give or take a standard error. This lesson is why that give or take exists and how big it is. Common pitfalls. Confusing the standard deviation of the data with the standard error of the mean. The data has spread sigma. The sample mean has spread sigma over root n, which is smaller. Averaging cancels noise, so the estimate is tighter than the raw data. Thinking a bigger sample makes the data less spread out. It does not change the spread of the data. It shrinks the spread of the estimate. More data makes you more sure of the average, not the individuals more alike. Treating the sample statistic as the exact truth. It is an estimate with a standard error. 95% accurate is a point estimate, not the true accuracy to the decimal. Forgetting the CLT needs a large enough sample. For very small samples drawn from very skewed populations, the sample mean may not be close to normal yet. The CLT is a large sample result. What you should remember, a statistic, what you measure on a sample, estimates a parameter, the true population value you want. The statistic is not the parameter, it is an estimate with uncertainty. A statistic is a random variable. Different samples give different values. The distribution of those values is the sampling distribution, centered on the true parameter. The standard error of the mean is sigma over root n. Bigger samples give tighter estimates, but only with the square root of n, so having the error takes four times the data. The central limit theorem. For large samples, the sample mean is approximately normal regardless of the population's shape. This is why the bell is everywhere and what makes the rest of inference possible. In AI, a test set metric is a sample estimate with a standard error. More data tightens it, with diminishing returns, and the CLT is what lets you put error bars on metrics and compare models.